At the end of your life, what will be your legacy? What will you leave behind for future generations? For the world, join the world messenger, Isabella Lundberg. Each week as she brings you a new distinguished guest from the business, sports, or entertainment world to share their success, their struggles, and their lessons. They will share their insights into current hot topics that affect everyone. Isabella facilitates an intimate, vulnerable environment to find the true value of humanity and real leadership. Are you ready for your legacy? The legacy that matters?
What would you do if you had a chance and opportunity to pause and reflect? Not necessarily just every day, but specifically during your birthday, where we can really look at how far we came along, not only 1 year, but over decades of our lives. Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. It's Isabella Lundberg, the world messenger, and I'm inviting you for another epic episode of Legacy Leader Show. I'm absolutely super thrilled to share with you the journey of hope, resilience, and triumph that get me here where I'm today. And hopefully, as I'm sharing on this particular episode, my journey that also inspires you and transpires you to endure whatever you might be dealing with so you can triumph as well. You see, today I just don't celebrate as another year of my life. It's been amazing journey, and looking at this and reflecting, it's brought me to this moment where I am today. I find birthdays as a beautiful opportunity for all of us to pause, reflect, look back, and then really appreciate all the experiences that we had opportunity to be exposed to, because every single one of them, however they might be challenging or difficult or amazing, really shaped us who we are. Because without those experiences, we will not be who we are, no matter what. So let's take a quick look. What did they remind us of? What we really learned? What can we do maybe better? And where the opportunities are to shift, to change, and some things truly also to let go? Because every journey also helps us not only to give us the guidance, which I think a lot of people are seeking and looking right now, as well as that amazing, astonishing resilience that I found that is crucial for our inner world, for that sustainment as we're facing every day-to-day challenges, but also opportunity to really tap into our amazing perseverance that really will help us to drive us forward. Because in the end, hope is the one that continues to guide us. Resilience is something that continues to sustain us. And perseverance, my friends, is something that drives us forward. So let's explore every aspect of these three amazing components. Let's start first, resilience, that is sustaining us through the light of hope. I found hope to be tremendously powerful, but it's also amazingly illuminating force that comes within in those darkest moments as we go through these dark paths. And right now we can have so many challenges and difficulty, or our colleagues or friends or family members beside ourselves. So it's very important to really look at what is sparking and what is igniting that dream that propels us forward, so that we can truly continue to focus on not only on our dreams, but that those goals that we can actualize, right? I find that my life has been testament of the power of hope, especially during the most challenging times. And if I didn't have a glimpse of hope combined and blended with this unwavering faith, I would not be here today. For everybody that did not have a chance to learn about my background, as a young teen, I survived horrors of war, genocide, and torture. I lived in 5 different countries before moving to the United States as a refugee and being granted a permanent residency. Was very difficult and challenging roller coaster ride. These challenges and these experiences brought me quickly to exhaust my spirit, and then to find ways to not only to fuel it with the hope and not allow this exhaustion to affect me so that I truly simply give up. And I know that so many of you watching and listening are going through challenges that only you know, maybe not even closest friends or family members. And I want to just to say, with that unwavering faith, when we can surrender, when we go deep within, and that amazing hope, we can truly move the mountains and achieve so much more. As a result, I can really tell you that I see the hope today as a beacon, as our guide, that really can get us through those darkest moments, the illuminated path, sometimes when we don't even see. And in those moments, I just want you to know that you can do this and you can make a magic happen. Because when we have that unwavering faith as an anchor and the hope that, as they say, the hope is the last one to die. So till as long we're alive, that should be serving us again as that amazing glimmer of hope that puts us forward one step at a time so that we can truly carry through unimaginable hardships and give the life completely different meanings. And I just wanted to say that hope turned my dreams into reality. And I want to make sure you have opportunity to do the same. But I also wanted to share what second component was really crucial and pivotal in this process for me. As I mentioned, the strength of resilience was pivotal because life is obviously very unpredictable. And we see the evidence today of so many catastrophes that are happening that are naturally caused, from fires to hurricanes to mudslides, you name it, and natural disasters, but also disasters that we're seeing that are man-made with so many wars and conflicts around the world. And as a result, sometimes people ask, Isabella, is it really going to ever change? We can't deal with this anymore, because it's very affecting people's well-being, mental health specifically, right? But more we focus on building our resilience that really allowed us to then tap into amazing inner strength that each one of us have within us to adopt and to also be able to thrive despite adversities that we may change. So my journey is a perfect example of this continuous negative uncertainties that I had to face, not only during the war, but also as I was escaping and also as I was living in those five different countries before coming to the United States. And just the journey that you just simply don't have no control, no rights, or no, it's really good sense of when something gonna change and how long it's gonna take, for example, to war to stop, or someone to grant you permanent residency, or you know, how long it's gonna take you to learn the language. I mean, all these big, huge elements that really affect, and then how do you gonna adopt a new culture? All those expectations that I didn't have no control over it, I only could say that each of those moves and each country that I've been exposed to required something different, and that I was constantly building. And I feel like I'm constantly in this work, and that was testing me, testing my endurance, testing my capacity emotionally, mentally, physically, financially. But at the end of the day, I know that I had to persevere and I have to continue. And as a result, really gave me some amazing foundation that as I'm observing everything around me, that I can still hold to my peace and feel so strongly about where I'm at, who I am, and also how strong I am so that I can weather whatever my life throw at me. And I really want to say that this resilience is that unwavering strength that transforms every single obstacle into opportunity. And more we see that as opportunity, that strength will, with each one of us, with those challenges that we face, will just make it much easier and much more effective. And I hope that you can really look at also components of it, that really that inner strengths, it's also sometimes Being challenged. Yes, all of us have moments when we have frustration, when we feel exhausted, when we feel like, you know, we have to constantly either work on something, prove ourselves. And sometimes we don't see immediate results. But I have to tell you, all those compounding are moments built to something tremendously powerful. And it is absolutely okay to stand in your power as you're navigating everything with that unwavering spirit, the great character, everything that you did to build yourself up, that amazing greatness within you that is now showing and showering the world. And I just wanted to say, isn't it magical to see how all of that is bringing forward some of the most amazing, not only journeys, but greatest outcomes that really also help us to shape the third component that I wanted to talk today is that power of perseverance. Because as I mentioned, the faith, the hope, and obviously resilience alone, they're not enough. But this third element, it's so crucial, specifically the power of resilience, because we have to be relentless in our pursuits. And I know so many times people ask me, Isabella, why are you doing these blogs every week? Why are you posting every day on social media, specifically LinkedIn? Why are you engaging with so many people? Isn't it that waste of time? But guess what, guys? Not everything shows intangible results as so many people expect from transactional types of engagements. Things shows up in life by people getting to know you, getting to trust you, getting to engage with you in genuine way as you engage genuinely with them. And what it's so beautiful about that is giving you a chance and opportunity to really create a ripple effect, because then people tune in. People are putting their guard down because they know who you are, what you stand for. And as a result, they are gravitating more towards you because they want to hear more of your amazing wisdom and experiences and opportunities. So when we look at these pursuits of perseverance in the times when things are extremely challenging and difficult, it's very important to really understand what matters, and that actually you matter, your dreams matter, however big or small they are, however challenging the journey might be, because that inner drive that every single one of us have, and when we tap into that, it is going to move us forward. It's going to propel us. Sometimes we may not see, again, as I mentioned, results as fast, as quick as we'd like. But guess what? When there are these accumulated little small steps, they're going to really unfold in this amazing, tremendous journey. And as a result, that will help us to navigate these complexities in such a better way, so that we can embrace the environments we're part of it, that we can embrace the cultures we are part of it. For example, I remember when I came to the United States, English was my sixth language. I had to start from scratch, even have to start from scratch going to my undergraduate program, because waiting for the credits from other countries or what is being accepted or not, or where things are, what is equivalent to what in the United States, the educational system. I could be robbed of that opportunity to continue to my graduate program, or I can be constantly stuck and idle and waiting, right? And after a while, I decided I'm not going to be waiting again. So guess what? I start studying for the third time my undergraduate program. But what really helped me is, again, propel me forward so that I could master the language, understand nuances of the culture, navigating corporate America, nonprofit age organizations, but also government sector. So dealing with different rules, with different endless lessons and opportunities and endless exposure to different, not only sectors, but also group of people, all the way from C-suite to regular people who are doing daily jobs and tasks to make everything running smooth in this country. And what's so beautiful is I came to a really amazing conclusion. Perseverance is a relentless pursuit of our dreams. And with that, It's steadfast commitment to move forward despite the storms and challenges we're facing. And I just wanted to say, when you tap into your hope with that unwavering faith, amazing resilience that you build over time, and now add the third component of the perseverance, you are absolutely unstoppable. Nothing can stop you. And what that means is that you can truly achieve those goals and objectives, and you have the power in your hands. And right now, it's for everybody that's feeling hopeless or feeling like things are going out of the control and world is going crazy and things are very gloom and dark and challenging and difficult. In reality, they might be. It's not easy what we're seeing that it's happening right now. We've never been in the most complex and challenging times of modern time in our own lifetimes, even for things that I experienced as a young adult, as a teenager. I find that current challenges are in some ways 100 times more difficult. But we cannot allow to be defeated. We can't give up. And that is where the progress, even though that is slow, and every doubt that you might have, it is opportunity to really, again, continue the journey one step at a time, one day at a time, and arrive ultimately on that other side. Because giving up, it's not an option. I've been in those situations so many times. And as you can see, if I gave up, for these very difficult situations, not only I will not be here today, but I will never fulfill any of my dreams and goals and not be able to, as they say, risk it all and get so much exponential and experience. So again, embrace it, because these tremendous opportunities that are ahead of us, always in these challenges, lies something that can truly turn our life around. And that's where you come in place. Because I want to also share how important it is to have the gratitude and future aspirations. Aspirations for that, you know, unwavering fate where we think about it. I know that it, despite these experiencing challenges, it's their opportunity to triumph. And I want to triumph. I want to be the greatest that can possibly be. And I want to also say that I'm uber grateful for every one of you that is listening and watching, for all of you great people that have been part of my life, either virtually or in person, that really helped me in my journeys and engagements and opportunities to do some work together. That I truly wanted to say, you play a crucial role, and how important is how you showed up and expressed the kindness and support toward me, as well as my colleagues. And that is the beauty of the future. As we look forward in our hearts, specifically my heart today on my birthday, I wanted just to say that I'm truly filled with insane gratitude and excitement and deep, profound appreciation, because that is what moves things forward. And it's that commitment that our journeys and hope, resilience, and perseverance are going to be our guiding stars. And where we're guided, magic happens. So when you ask me, what is one of my biggest wishes? I had some of you, I get so many overwhelming messages, which is uber grateful again, privately, through all the means of communication. And what's really, really foundation for everything, I wanted to say that gratitude, it is the foundation of fulfilled life. That we can still be in control of what we can control and be happy and acknowledge that our journey is unique to our own journey, and to cherish the present moment, because we only have that guaranteed, the present moment where we can inspire and conspire together to create a better future. So in closing, I want to make sure, as we look things through the lens of shifts and change, I want you to pause for a second and say, just to yourself, or reach out or share with me, which I would love that. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? Does that person knows? How do you communicate your gratitude and greatness? Greatness that you impact others, and gratitude that you show the level of appreciations of others. How is that showing up? And what can you do to do more of it? I find the more than ever, we have chance to extend our empathy. We have a more than ever chance to extend our gratitude, our compassion, but also support toward others. So no matter what you do, no matter what you're going through, no matter how maybe things feel at the moment, I want you to know that each one of us play a crucial role. And make sure whatever you are destined to do and why you're here, to really make it memorable.
Thank you for listening to Legacy Leader Show. If you enjoyed the content and had a positive experience, then please leave us a positive rating. In addition, leave us a positive review whenever you are listening on whatever platform there might be. Make sure your friends and family also know about the benefit and value that we provide and what we have to offer. Cheers.